So a while ago, sometime last year, I was attempting to create something, and it brought me to have more and more conversations with other people about sex and relationships. Now, y'all know Kale Salad Podcast is all about sex and relationships. And for the most part, a lot of the episodes are little anecdotes about either my life or the lives of my friends or people who I've talked to, and I share them by myself. Y'all hear just me. So going forward, I was thinking, I usually am sitting amongst people and just talking about shit. And one night I happened to be sitting amongst three amazing individuals, John, Jay, and Nick. And we was talking about all kind of shit. And I'm just gonna share a bit of that. It's not an episode. It's definitely just a teaser of what's to come. Kale Salad Podcast is coming back in full effect. But this conversation got so good, I had to share it with you guys.
Body.
Yay, right.
You eat a bit, I taste like battery ass in my nigga. It looked like roast beef. And that's the first thing you want to do is eat me? That'd be in my head. Like, how you lead with that? Like, I could be a whole other underneath all of this Maybelline and skirts and shit, and you sliding in the DM.
Everybody filled with the traumas they see other people having. Them. So if you seeing a bunch of people, like, if you coming up with around women that eating them is the way to their having sex with them, you know what I'm saying?
So got it.
These niggas don't pay attention and don't have the experience because they're limited to a select group of women. So they think every woman is
right.
like this.
Okay.
So I'm gonna approach every woman with, right. Oh.
If something work, I will say this about
it. Yeah, and if it work, they're gonna keep
work,
going.
For us, we gonna keep going with that same thing. We look,
I be like, really trying to give men the benefit of the doubt that they not that simple.
No, I mean, but sometimes simple is good. Sometimes.
Because you have a lot of men operating from off his level. They're not necessarily looking for emotional attachment. So this might work with you. This might not work with you. But it ain't no sweat off my back. I'm going to go to the next one. Let it work, girl. Because I wasn't necessarily looking for you. I'm looking for this.
Yeah. But it's a game and all of it.
It's a game.
I get a thrill more out of the game, though. I'm not going to lie.
Do you feel?
I wouldn't say that to everybody, but I guess since we just
did. Hell yeah, you just said it to everybody. It's worldwide, my nigga.
I feel it's a game out of it just because it's not about the control. And I try not to even have sex. I want to be in your head.
Why?
Before I even have sex.
Oh, okay. You had to clear that
but
up.
But you can't do that and not want to be emotionally attached.
Yeah.
Getting in the motherfucker head, but you don't want to be attached emotionally?
I mean, it's just natural. It's just...
You can't get in my head, doink me once, and then tell me the next time I'm getting it is 3 weeks.
I ain't gonna
stay
tell
out
you
my
the next
head.
Time.
No, you're not
tell
gonna
I'm
tell
busy
me
for 2 weeks.
I will find you. Or you on break, I'm pulling up.
But I'm a creative soul, so a lot of times it's in the moment. It's like, okay, it might be Halloween night. It's full moon, you know, it's just whatever. Like,
and see, I'm a caker, so that wouldn't work for me.
You're even a caker. You trying to sit on the phone and then
I'm not trying to sit on the phone or whatever. But I'm saying, if I deal with you, if I'm dating you, and I enjoy your time, I enjoy your space, I enjoy your energy, I could just go there. You know what I'm saying? Still with no pressure.
Right.
But I don't like all that different energy on me. So even if they got three options, I'ma still always be drawn to one. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want all that on me. You know what I'm saying? But
so how do you play your options? How you play your team?
My team is gonna get played on how they make me feel.
Okay.
It ain't no pressure. It ain't no now. I can say this now. I was not always this woman. It was pressure.
It
at times. It was pressure. But now
it was pressure from
me. You gonna give me what I want. And you ain't going nowhere until you give it to me. That was who I was.
Okay.
And me being, and this is not no conceited shit, but me being who I am, most niggas was willing to try to pull that off because, okay, I got her. So I'm not about to lose this over no fluke shit. So right. So let me give her most of what she want. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But now, how I play my team would be, I'm gonna get in your head because I like that emotional shit. So, yes, I am going to get in your head. I'm going to get in all three of these motherfuckers' head. Who got the best conversation? Boom. You already got one.
So, that's who I be talking to.
You already got one up. Now if I done ran through all of y'all at some point or another, so now who got the best sex? So now, you know what I'm saying? So now is who do I need for what? Who take me on the best dates? I might want a date on Friday. So I'm calling date guy. The motherfuckers in the shop might have drove me and I need to get this off my chest. I'm talking to conversation guy. I need that dumb D. I'm calling the dick man.
I am calling the dick man.
So that's just how it's going. You know what I'm saying? But
I put that on a t-shirt. I am calling the dick man.
Now every now and then, it's one person. Every now and then, this conversation has led me to be extremely sexually attracted to you. And even though it's not ranked number one right now, it is exactly what I need to follow this dope-ass conversation. You know what I'm saying? So it, gotcha. It go how it go, but everybody got the area of expertise. So that's how I play my
game. Issue has been, like, I'm like you, Nick, when it comes down to being emotionally unattached to sex. Like, sometimes I just want to do that. But I don't know how to not do it the way that I do it. So the problem that I have is that men think that I want something more because of how I've had sex with them. I've had people tell me like, oh, you fucked me like I was your boyfriend. No, nigga, I fucked you like I fuck. And if I was fucking John, I would fuck him the exact same way that I did you because that's how I fuck. And I think it's hard for women like us who want to do what y'all do. Like, be able to tell a motherfucker after we give them the good pussy, like, deuces, I'm going to holler at you in 3-4 weeks. We don't get those options because I'm busy. We don't get those options. You know what we're going to be looked at? Like, this bitch, that hoe, she this, she that.
Might catch you one. Might fuck a nigga head up.
I think most men that behave that way,
they tend to be fucked up.
Typically come from a place of wanting control over the woman, so...
It's a hard pill for a man to swallow.
I guess I don't know. I can't speak for them. It's only an assumption.
Yeah.
I think just, and this is an assumption, and just from hearing other people talk, because I do have a lot of male friends. It's more so about, you know, having control and that false dominance. I think a lot of men claim to be dominant, but don't know how to. The best way to be dominant is to submit. And most men don't understand that they have to also submit in order to be considered dominant.
That's a very profound statement, because when you tell a man, talk to a man about submission, it's almost like it's a gender specific thing. Like, women are supposed to submit, not men. But I think it's a compromise more than a submission. I got to bend in cave a little bit. You got to bend in cave a little.
It's duality and everything.
It's not their fault though. It's not their fault, because you don't see that talked about. Nobody's talking about that.
Which is why the salad bowl exists, and I feel that's why we need to have more conversations like this, not just in our social circles, our private settings, our on my podcast, you know, in my private Facebook group. I feel the more we talk about sex, the conversations won't feel so taboo. It won't feel so foreign. It'll be a normal thing to where we won't be fucking it up. Like, the reason why we got a lot of people out here just fucking and sucking and having all of this energy and emotions and not knowing what to do with it, because we do not talk about sex without it leading to sex. Like, that was my biggest issue. Like, sometimes I just won't be in a circle like this and we talk like this and I not leave and a motherfucker sliding in my inbox like, yo, E, you was really serious about what you said for you. If I said, yeah, you was... Like, why right. I gotta... And it never fails. It's always, like, every podcast that I've recorded... A motherfucker who I would never in my life thought that they wanted my goodies. You know, I was listening to the podcast and you said, you really liked it. Why, first of all, why is it in private? I have a group where we talk freely. Like, discuss this in a group. Like, why is it so hard for men to...
Fear of rejection?
Yeah.
Especially in an open forum. You know, they don't want to look like that. You know, most men... I'm not going to even do that. I'm not about to say most men. The men I've come across... Many of them, they slide in the DMs and they do all of this because, for one, they don't want to look like that clown-ass nigga that's just...
Yeah, I get way more compliments in my DMs than I do underneath,
you
know, the ass.
They don't want to look like the guy that's going goo goo gaga. They don't want to look at as, you know, that guy that's, like, appreciating this woman, first
Ain't
of all.
That some shit?
Thurston?
Oh, I mean, they call it thirsting, and that's part of why they do that, because they it's considered thirsting. So you got this perception that, hey, me complimenting a woman is thirsty,
which is stupid.
So you got that first. That's one thing, and then you got guys that's they got girls, or they got something that they hide in, so they definitely don't want to be out in the open commenting on the pros. And then you got the ones that's they just want to compliment you privately to see if this is going to take this conversation somewhere else. And so that's the reasons I could think of. And me personally, I've always been one to either compliment in your DM or on your page and say it however I want to say it and not care.
That's one of the things I've always admired from afar about you, is how openly honest with communication you don't shy away from stuff. Like, if it's brought to you to your front step, you're going to engage it. Like, like you say, you know, you compliment in DMs, you compliment on pages publicly, and you do it the same way. Like, that's what I
ain't got nothing to hide.
Right. Like, but I wish more guys were that comfortable. Like, and I know you haven't always been this way. Like, you've just recently grown into this person, and it does take a level of maturity. But what do we as women have to do, or can we do to get our men?
For one, he poetic though. He so got it's, away it's with words.
It's a different.
Okay. But even if he's not trying to be poetic, he's comfortable with words. Okay. A lot of people in general, male and female, aren't comfortable with words themselves. Just words, period. Some people will go crazy just trying to come up with captions. People overthink words. You ain't never seen people do this? Like, people, so they don't know what to say. They don't know how to compliment. Other than, I get you cute all the time.
Those is cute, bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't know. And I know they want to say more. I know that's not the depth of what they're feeling when they look at certain images. I know that's not. But they're not. Sometimes it's just the words. And I don't want to look stupid in front of other people. Sometimes it ain't got nothing to do with rejection or nothing else. I just got to do this here because I'm so simple with words. Let me do it here. And then all them other factors are a thing, too. If you compliment me in my DMs, I'm automatically thinking you got an old lady.
Instantly.
If you ain't never said nothing on my pictures... Because if you go say something on three pictures and then you go to the DMs, okay, I knew the DMs was coming.
Oh, you was looking.
But if you straight to the DMs, you got a girlfriend. You probably got an old lady.
She probably laying outside you while you fucking texting.
Yeah, you got a baby on the way, all kind of shit.
Just had one?
This shit happened to me three times this year. Niggas on some head, big head type shit. And then a week later, they was posting newborn pictures. Women, y'all got to know, y'all be pregnant by yourselves. These niggas don't be pregnant with y'all.
At all.
Daddies ain't daddies until the babies pop out. And y'all be mamas at the moment of conception. These men are not disclosing the fact that they have babies on the way. That's on some side shit, my bad.
And we're going to take a break on that one. Because this conversation was getting real good. And when we return, we will get even more in-depth. She brought up a great point about people and their comfortability with words. Because I'm always like, your relationship with certain words really determine how you move. And when you're talking about sex and relationship and rejection and heartbreak is what we'll be speaking of on the turn. A lot of people fucked up because of the relationship they had or the way they were introduced to that word. You know, some trauma that happened long, long, long ago and created this relationship with this certain word and triggers, you know. So we'll get into that in just a second. And that wasn't even a half of it. I'm telling you, we be talking about all kind of shit. And when I say we, I literally mean like conversations just spark up anywhere that I'm at, oddly enough, about all kind of shit. And I'm deciding to share that more with you guys and not just giving you all the background and all my little juicy dumb shit y'all need to hear about all my life. But I'm sure I will sprinkle a little bit more of that into it. But going forward, you'll definitely be hearing more conversations with me and other people. So right now, if you're not following us on Instagram, follow us now at Whole and Organic, spelled correctly. Follow us in a private Facebook group. The group is dormant, but it's definitely about to get back popping now. We up now, bitch. And that's Kill Sally. You can also like and follow the business page on Facebook.
the Kale Salad Podcast. Listen to us, download us, and stream us, and tell your friends to do the same thing. And where can you do that? Wherever y'all listening to podcasts right now, you can probably find us. Or you can just go to our website, www.kalesaladpodcast.com, and choose which way you would like to listen. We got all that shit. It's Kale Salad.